98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by 72 Sold. Get the price for your home at 72sold.com.
Aaron Maloney, who popped in and out on occasion during the Forced Fantasy League draft last night, and then also introduced us to her dog, and then had Bernsey do the same thing, now runs the Rush Hour Reboot.
Everybody had to see Scout.
I see. Scout did not seem to agree with you.
Oh, she was so behaved. But the Cardinals, guys, they named their team captains this morning.
We were going to have six, and the voting was so close, we ended up having eight. And so offensively, it's Fitz, Kyler, DJ Humphreys. Defensively, Corey Peters, Patrick Peterson, Chandler Jones, and Jordan Hicks. And then special teams was Gardeck.
Yep, special teams was Dennis Gardeck.
He's on a one-name basis, just Gardeck.
That's great.
Your reaction.
Okay, first of all, I would say that just the Gardeck. It's so appropriate, is
Gardeck.
It not? Gardeck the Barbarian, based on Indians. It's so appropriate for him and a special teams captain. That's right. I think Dennis Gardeck has the opportunity to go out and win Pro Bowls. That's right. Be awarded Pro Bowls as a special teams player. We'll see if that happens. But I love that, and the fact Pat P was named a captain. He was not a captain, obviously, last year. He was named a captain this year, and I think that's indicative of the kind of year he's going to have. Pat P, I think, is getting ready to go off.
Two takeaways. One, everything that Wolf just said about Pat P, simply because he wasn't voted last year. That means his teammates either forgave him for demanding a trade or they're seeing what they want to see from him in a leader. And number two, it's still amazing to go from the knee-deep nickname, no matter how much it makes him upset, for DJ Humphreys under Bruce Arians to not even get a snap his entire first year as an NFL player to now be a team captain.
We got a look at the Cardinals' first official depth chart of the 2020 season. Some of the takeaways: Kelvin Beachum is listed as the starting right tackle. Andy Isabella is listed as the first team punt and kickoff return man, while Dre Kirkpatrick is listed as the number two corner after Patrick Peterson. Did anything surprise you guys?
There's no doubt about it. I'll continue to come back to it. But the fact the Arizona Cardinals have three quarterbacks is my biggest takeaway. That was the conversation that we were having.
Everything always comes back to Strutler.
It does. But it does, because honestly, it is such a big deal because of what it portends. It's Taysom Hill all over again, and it's an expansion of the football universe offensively for the Arizona Cardinals. It's something different that a defense is going to have to prepare for. That makes the Arizona Cardinals that much more difficult to defend. I can't wait to see it and how it manifests itself.
The question is, what surprises you, not about the 53-man roster, but about the actual depth chart?
Well, they have three quarterbacks on the depth chart.
I see.
And Chris Streveler is third.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me that Streveler is third. No, nothing on that depth chart surprises me. That's too high of a range to say surprising. I would say I noticed and was very interested in their offensive line depth chart and who their third string left tackle is and who their second string right side of the line player is. That kind of interested me, but nothing surprised me.
DeAndre Hopkins signed his $54.5 million contract extension yesterday. The Cardinals wide receiver negotiated the deal all himself. So why was that important to D-Hop?
This ownership and me believing in myself and my abilities to study the terminology of contracts, and you know, me knowing where I want to be after football, why not? I know that, you know, one day I want to be part of an organization and help build it. So I feel like this was a good time to learn and study everything that, you know, hopefully one day I'll be doing. So
I feel like I should negotiate a contract for $54.5 million for myself.
I gotta tell you though, Mel, I love this man on a personal level. I love it. Steve Keim and DeAndre Hopkins looking each other in the face. Steve Keim got to know D-Hop on a different level, maybe a personal level through this process. I think this bodes well for the long-term success of this contract.
I don't know that this happened, but I don't know why you would miss out on an opportunity. I think one of the huge things, if he is interested in going from player to the front office, if he's interested in learning about writing contracts and interested in learning about contract language, what a great team to sign with when you look at Adrian Wilson, when you look at a team that took one of the best players they've ever had as an organization and allowed him to grow but still had to start at the bottom and work his way up through the ranks to get to where he is right now within the front office and had a major voice in the hiring of their current head coach. I don't know how many teams are as good at doing that as what the Cardinals have already proven with Adrian Wilson. Smart move by DeAndre Hopkins that if this is your future, to sign with this team.
So the Arizona Sports Fantasy Football Draft was last night. So which trio is the scariest to you? Aaron Rodgers, Josh Jacobs, Tyreek Hill? Tom Brady, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Calvin Ridley? Or Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and Mike Evans?
Well, I'm going to go with my guys. Are you kidding me? Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, I would say, Josh Jacobs, and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill! Tyreek Hill, Basin O'Neill.
Which is basically Ted Ginn Jr.
What a setup that was right there. No, he is not Ted Ginn Jr. He's Tyreek Hill. Game changer. I'll take my three, and I'll run all day long with that.
I'll put my three as last out of those three of having Brady, Edwards-Helaire, and Ridley. I like Paul's, from a fantasy standpoint, Jackson, Henry, and Mike Evans. I like that three.
Yeah, Paul's team's looking pretty good. According to reports, the ACC coaches will propose an all-inclusive NCAA tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
The coaches just finished the call and voted unanimously on this.
I'm not even going to waste my breath on this.
I feel like this is like a participation trophy.
It's never going to happen.
It's why you have conference tournaments. I mean, you already have conference tournaments to narrow down the teams that get in. Are you really going to have – just let this wash over you. I think there's four new teams this year, so I think the number's officially 351. It might be 347. But a one seed versus 347. Really? I mean, are you really going to have a team that wins about seven games face Duke – in game one, and then the popularity of the tournament is filling out the bracket and then watching how your bracket goes? What nut job is filling out a bracket that's going to have some 340 games on it? It's just stupid. I mean, this is when people sit around in suits in a room and they're some of the smartest people in the planet and they're all stupid. I don't care how personal this is. I don't care that you have sons and daughters. I don't care that you have wives. If you vote yes on a 341-team tournament, you're stupid. It is brain-dead decision-making by people that should not be allowed to drive anymore.
How do you rail feel about that, Doug Lace?
Oh, my God. It's fascinating to me that the human mind can be so brilliant in so many things in some of these people. And then you say yes to that idea. Just stupid. 350 teams in a turn. Do you really think television is going to pay more?
And you got more? You're worked up that much?
Do you really think TV is going to suddenly go, hey, I got a good idea. Let's do this. TV is not going to spend that much more money. You're not going to make that much more money. And you destroyed conference tournaments while you do it. And here's the other thing. No one's going to care. Do you understand how ratings work? Those commercials cost money because of high ratings. I'm the only idiot that watches seven college basketball games a night. No one's watching your event. No one will care. How do you destroy brilliance? You do that. Arizona Sports Virtual Tailgate is giving you a chance to connect with Arizona Sports hosts. Have you ever wanted Wolf at your tailgate? Well, you can have amazing prizes as we count down to a Cardinals game. Five winners are going to be announced at 5 o'clock beginning next week, and you will be given the special secret password to an exclusive Zoom invitation that actually has Arizona Sports Virtual Tailgate and special NFL guests that starts 90 minutes before kickoff, before every Cardinals game. And the best part, Even if you find Wolf boring in your tailgate, you still get a free cornhole set and a free barbecue grill.
I won't be there.
What do you mean you won't be there?
What do you mean? I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, you will.
It's a tailgate.
You'll be all right. To register for your chance to win, text GATE to 620-620. The Arizona Sports Virtual Tailgate is presented by Four Peaks. You know what? I'll have an 8th Street with you.